I'll now hand over to the three speakers today for their experience, strength and hope on the topic of the spiritual side of PRG, approximately 30 minutes. So speaker one.
So hi everyone, good morning. My name is Geraldine and I am a recovering debtor. I'm just super excited to like see people in the flesh after all these years of Zoom. I'm also very glad I got here and decided to come here. It's always really special for me to show up for things like this and be part of like the bigger part of DA. So I'm just gonna give you some, just a bit of context about me. So I came into DA in 2002 with £56,000 worth of debt. I remember a friend said, like, because I owned it, I'd owned it. Like, it had all got beyond a joke. And not that it was ever a joke, of course, being in debt, but you know, I just kept getting extending loans and getting more cards and rescuing my relationship by spending money and going on holidays. And I just had a baby at like 44. And like in my mind, I'm self-employed, but in my mind, I was on maternity leave and the cards were funding my maternity leave. You know. And then the bank wouldn't give me any more money, and I went to Citizens Advice, and we sat down together and added it all up, and there it was in stark relief. I remember a friend, this shows how much inflation has come along. I told a friend, she was like, oh my God, that's two Mercedes. But, you know, it wasn't for me, it was debt. And my partner at the time, who I had spent years buying clothes for and paying for holidays for, decided he didn't want to be in a relationship with a debtor. He was like, so I like rock bottomed on debt, rock bottomed on codependency, started coming to meetings, just like lost, no idea how I was going to get out of this. And I came here and you told me that I didn't need any of the stuff that I had been relying on and living on for years and years and years. You told me that if I cut up all my credit cards and closed my bank accounts and went and opened a cash account, I would be okay. And because I was in a total rock bottom, I had to trust you. You know, and in my experience, that's how this fellowship works. It works because of what it is happens in fellowship that creates trust among us. So I did that, and then I had a PRG. And at that time in London, there was a Sunday evening meeting at, where was it? There was a big Tesco. I remember having a PRG in there with these two people and, you know, taking my stuff along and showing you the mess, the humiliating, dreadful mess that I, this woman who had a much more glorified idea of herself than I maybe do today. Oh, it was terrifying. It was absolutely terrifying. I thought you were going to judge me, which you might have done. I had no idea how I was going to manage. I had no idea how I was going to start. All these people were breathing down my neck. There were letters coming in. And somehow, about halfway through that PRG, something happened. And this is, for me, is the spiritual side of PRGs, because something happened and I relaxed and I was able to listen. And I went away from that with some actions. Like, get the leaflet about dealing with creditors. When you get some money, put it in the account. I kept my figures for 6 weeks. I had another PRG. We figured out what I needed for my basic things. We figured out that they go at the top, like the rent, the heat, the food, and the debt is right down at the very bottom. You know, the perception of how we repay debt, in my experience in this society, is it's, thank you, it's number one. It's got to come, you've got to sort it out. You know, you've got to move your money around credit cards. But no, it went to the bottom. And then I spent, between that PRG and the next PRG, on the phone saying, I can pay you £1 a week. And they're saying, well, you're going to lose your credit rating. Now I had a sponsor. So then I called my sponsor and I was like, but I'm going to lose my credit rating. And she said, so what? It's just a construct. So what? You don't need one. Oh, it's been a court. Like, it still kind of blows my mind that that's a construct, because so much of what we hear is about having a good credit rating. And really, that's the story of my journey in DA with PRGs, is going in scared with the reality of where I am today, presenting it, thinking that the man and the woman with me are going to know what to do better than I do, getting to a point in a PRG where no one knows what's going on, and then suddenly it starts to change. And for me, that's the moment that a higher power comes in. That's the moment when something shifts. And, you know, in my time, I've just lived in this fellowship, paying off that debt, like a little bit at a time. I've just chipped away. Anytime I got, you know, unexpected bit of money, I did a third to the past, a third to the present, a third to the future. I chipped away at the money. I bought a house. I bought my partner out. Well, no, we already had the house, which, thank you very much. Oh, anyway, that's another long story of utter codependency and putting him on my mortgage as a joint person. And then having to buy him out of the house. And I did it. And I did it because of PRGs. I did it because I did the next right thing and took the next right action. And I didn't do any of it serenely, by the way. Anyone who knows me knows that I have quite ideas about how things are going to go, and I'm never that impressed when I'm told that this way might be a better idea. However, and I believe this is entirely down to you and my higher power, I do trust that if two of you say this is a better idea, it's a better idea, and I do it. And I have carried that debt through, like, wonderful holidays, raising three children, getting them all through whatever college and university. And a couple of years ago, just before the pandemic, I sold that house. And again, as part of like a vision and PRGs, I decided to move to this town in Suffolk because it felt right and everything, it kind of, yeah, it felt right, and it was right in PRGs, and I did it. And I did full and final settlements with the last of my creditors. And I'm still quite emotional about that. Like, we did that. We did that. And I got all of that money. It's gone, and I'm out of debt. And that, you know, it's not, you know, debt isn't the miracle. It's having serviced the debt and lived a really full and prosperous life and learning not to be scared. You know, I remember someone saying to me, thank you. You can't go abroad and hire a car without a credit card. And I remember saying to them, that's a bit like saying to an alcoholic, you can't go abroad without a bottle of vodka in your bag. Like, there had to be a way, and there was a way, and there has been ways, and I've hired loads of cars. No, like, life's good, and I'm very grateful to be here today. Thank you.
hand you over to.
It's my turn. Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Lori. I'm a grateful, recovering, compulsive debtor, and I have not incurred any new unsecured debt since December 27th of 2018. My home meeting is the 11 o'clock London meeting. It's strictly on Zoom now, and I'm really happy to be here. I am using notes because I have some memory issues, so you'll just have to bear with me for that. But I wanted to talk on three things. The first is the spiritual aspects of receiving a PRG. Second one is the spiritual part of giving a PRG. And then the last thing I have is a story. So receiving a PRG is an experience that can be like a roller coaster, right? A lot of times people come in with feelings that are very strong, but we open it with the we version of a serenity prayer. And that sets us up to all be part of a group that's influenced by a power greater than ourselves. To my way of thinking, it allows that all of us in that room can be a conduit for higher power. And that's been my experience in receiving PRGs, is that my PRG team people are often the voice of higher power for me. I'm not a person who believes in a big white male God up on a throne somewhere. I don't know who God is, but I know that God works in this program. So the PRG is a place to feel that presence through collective wisdom and encouragement. And the PRG pamphlet says, I did some research here. It says, for many of us, this is the first experience of a trustworthy and loving power greater than ourselves. New members often come to a first PRG with concern, embarrassment. They can come with shame, denial, anger, a lot of high emotions, right? That's really common. It's scary very often to do a first PRG, but very often those feelings are replaced with comfort and a sense of wonder and being loved. Transforming those big, strong, scary feelings into peace and gratitude is what higher power does through these PRGs, if we allow it to happen. So another thing is that PRGs are pragmatic. God is in the numbers. We get increasing clarity and serenity around these very pragmatic things, right? I mean, that's kind of miraculous. We develop plans for genuine self-care, sometimes for the first time in our lives. I know one of my first PRGs, they said, you're not spending enough on groceries. Things like that, you know? It's like, in a way, almost like loving parenting we're getting through our PRGs. And that's higher power. We know we're loved and we practice loving ourselves. PRGs are an opportunity to put higher power's will before our own. The steps work seamlessly with PRGs. And for those receiving it, I think that we see steps 1 through 3 in receiving a PRG. Because for me anyway, when I surrender my will and I listen to those people who are on my team, very often higher power is talking. And if I actually do those action steps that we've all kind of agreed on, I've had miracles happen. And I've seen them happen in other people's lives too, over and over again. So giving a PRG is also an opportunity for higher power to work. We are used to reach the still suffering debtor, right? That's what we do here. That's our primary purpose, is being of service. And this is a great place for us to do that. We are blessed when we do service. I know I have been. sometimes with TA miracles and often with an appreciation of just the miracle of the program. Watching transformation happen in somebody else's life is an incredibly powerful thing. We tap into steps 11 and 12, thank you. And we ask for serenity, courage, and wisdom to share when we're on the giving end of it. Those are the things that we're looking at. Is can I be of service and can I get some wisdom and give some wisdom here, right? That's the way I look at it anyway. Oftentimes too, I don't know if any of you have ever had this experience, but you know, in the promises where it says we will intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle us? Well, a lot of times in PRGs, we have these things kind of coming through us, out into us, into this room that are wisdom. And sometimes we don't know where it came from, but it's just there. There it is, very clear, usually very loving and simple, right? And it's often in the form of action steps. So we have that in accordance with the promises. When we focus on being of service, we review our members' numbers and stress points and apply the love of the rooms to our task. Then we know we are in alignment with HP when we do this. We're doing steps 11 and 12, folks. That's where it is, right? If we're being of service, that's the still suffering debtor. That's step 12, right? It's right there. We know we're in alignment, and sometimes we experience things coming out of us that we didn't even know were in there. So it's a gift. I think it's a gift to get one, and it's a gift to give one. So the last thing I want to do is tell you a story about a friend of mine named Susan. We met through a phone meeting, and we just clicked. I could tell right away she was dedicated to finding serenity. She didn't have it yet, but she was dedicated. She was working. We were in a step study together, and we shared our fourth and fifth steps with each other, and that really bonded us. So we talked a lot, like almost every day, and she asked me to be on her PRG. So after her first one, and I was looking through my notes and the emails and stuff, I got the email that she sent after the first one, and she said, I just feel so much calmer about everything, right? Which is like such a typical, I mean, it's such a common thing, right? You do feel like, oh, there's that sigh of relief moment. So she committed to monthly meetings, and she grew. She grew tremendously. She got solvency. She started to experience the promises coming true. She was able to fund all of her needs, and her wants were starting to get, you know, in the mix as well. She was paying her creditors. She expressed her delight in her freedom. She was free. She was free to really experience some joy, you know, beyond the stress, beyond serenity to actual joy in her life. And she started doing service. A little over a year after we began, she got a diagnosis of cancer. So our PRGs, her PRGs at that point shifted gears. And we had to look at spending time as well as money because she had a limited lifespan, right? She didn't know exactly what it was, but she knew it was going to be a matter of like years, not decades, right? So we shifted. We looked for resources in the pamphlets, books, literature, everything on end of life and DA. We couldn't find anything. So we just prayed and winged it and did our best. And she came up with a new vision for her life. And that was, thank you, that was to share a cruise with her family. Well, as it turned out, her cancer was slow growing. So she got a reprieve. And so we kind of, okay, now we'll shift again, right? And that is a beauty of PRGs is that they are flexible. But about a month later, one of our regular calls, I went to call her and I got her husband instead. And he told me that she had passed of pneumonia unexpectedly. Just like all of a sudden, she's gone. Sorry, I get emotional. But I looked through her spending plans to prepare for this. And she had a beautiful balance. She had true serenity. And that was around finances. All of her categories were addressed. She had self-care and abundance. And when she passed knowing her higher power, and she passed in peace. I mean, I wasn't there when she died, honestly, so I don't know if she, I don't know what kind of experience that was, but hopefully it was not, you know. But spiritually, yes, she had that experience from this program. And I was able to witness that through her PRGs. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
Hello, my name is Eileen and I'm a recovering compulsive debtor.
Hi.
And I have not incurred any unsecured debt since, I think, it's probably about 2017, 2018, around that time. And my home meeting is, I have, sorry to say, many meetings, I haven't got one. There's the 11:30 meeting on a Saturday, there's the Monday 7:30 meeting at Soho Recovery Centre, there's the Friday speakers meeting online, which is on Zoom, and there's many, many other ones as well. So I'll just stop there. And I'm going to be talking as well about PRGs and my spiritual experience of PRGs, how it was for me in the beginning, my little journey, and then how it is now for me as well. So when I first came to DA, it was my primary fellowship. So I'd not done any other 12-step programs, and I'd come across a book beforehand on how to get out of debt, stay out of debt, and live prosperously one day at a time. And I'd found that book in 2012, and I read that book, and in that book it mentioned about DA, and it mentioned about plastic seats and people sitting around, kind of like sharing in like a dingy room somewhere, and I just thought, that ain't for me. I'll just sort of sort myself out myself. And he gave in that book how to do a spend plan, how to keep your figures, and I did it for like maybe 2 or 3 months, and then things started shifting, but I didn't stick to it. And then 2 years later in 2014, it was November 2014, I was desperate again. I just was in a desperate place. I'd hit rock bottom. And I decided to look up DA online, and I found a DA meeting, and it was on a Monday, and it was the 12:45. It was a 12:45 meeting. I called the number up, and this guy said, "Just come next week." And I was like, "Oh, it's as simple as that." So I turned up, and it was actually a PRG meeting. It wasn't actually what we consider a proper meeting. And I went to that meeting for a year, and they kept saying at that meeting, "You need to get to a proper meeting." I said, "This is a proper meeting." They were like, "No, this is like where people come and do their PRGs." But I was really, really grateful that I, you know, found that meeting, and I would just sit really quietly watching people come in their lunch break, I guess, and they'd come with all different types of figures. Some had like really efficient spreadsheets, some came with like cash books, some came with a piece of paper with stuff, you know, a few numbers written on it. But and there were fellows there who came every week, did service, you know, and did like these 50, I think they were like 50, were they 15 minutes, 15 or 30 minutes, and like that, you know, you'd move, the next person would have their PRG. And then my experience of having my own PRG, I think I only had one PRG at that place. And then it was when I went to my first convention the following year, and our group was going to be the group who did PRGs. So basically, we were meant to do PRGs, and no one came to our table. There were two of us, me and another guy who was going to give someone a PRG, and they didn't turn up. And then there was a guy who did this amazing chair at the convention. I thought, I'd love him to give me a PRG. And he was on another table waiting for someone to have their PRG over there. No one turned up, so not even the second person hadn't turned up, and the person who was meant to receive a PRG hadn't turned up. So he came over to our table, and I got a PRG, and I was so chuffed. And through that PRG, they said, "Look, you need to start getting to meetings. You need to get yourself a sponsor," which I did. And at the time, I went to like the Wednesday BDA, Business Debtors Anonymous meeting. And I got a sponsor fairly quickly and started working the steps. And I was terrified. I was terrified. I got to my step three and then I debted by accident. And I was really, really upset. But as soon as, yeah, when I was stepping up, I stepped up at Hines Street, which was the 12:30 meeting. And after I left, I went to a bank and opened a savings account. I thought, right, I'm going to start saving. And yeah, things were very, very tough for a long while. But yeah, I just kept going, kept coming to meetings, sold a lot of items so that I wouldn't debt one day at a time. And yeah, it was quite a humbling experience. And then I started to keep my figures a bit more diligently. I was trying to work out how to sort of do a spreadsheet. And I didn't do as many PRGs in the beginning because I was a bit nervous and I was a bit shy. Thank you very much. And but then things shifted. I think it was like my third convention. I decided that, right, I'm going to get a couple of people and do like a rolling PRG. And at this time, we weren't in lockdown. So it was really, really hard to get people to kind of commit to doing something virtually. So there were these two women who I did my PRG with, and we did it every week. We did it 3 times in a month on a Sunday. And I did it for like over a year. And that was a real game changer. Ideally in the literature, it says that ideally you should get 2 fellows who've got 90 days of recovery when you're having a PRG, which is a pressure relief group, or PRM, a pressure relief meeting. And ideally it should be a man and a woman. And but anyway, I had these 2 women because I couldn't get a bloke. Story of my life. Up until recently. These women were really amazing. And I was keeping my figures. Actually, no, I have to go back a minute. There was an old-timer who did a workshop, a figures workshop, and that was a game-changer for me because she provided this spreadsheet which had everything on one sheet, and that was really, really amazing, that workshop. I'm really, really grateful to that lady. And I still use that spreadsheet today, and I'm still trying to tweak it. And the last PRG I had, they said I had to separate my business figures from and my personal from that spreadsheet. I do keep my business figures elsewhere, but just in that spreadsheet, they said to separate it. But anyway, I did this rolling PRG, and I was in so much pain at that time. I was, you know, my mental health wasn't great. Started doing therapy at that time. I could see from my figures that I needed to sort my food out. That was one of the things that I noticed, which was I was spending too much money on eating out. And and that took me to another fellowship. And then things started changing. I started to become more visible. You know, I was on quite low income, and then things started changing. And then, yeah, I started to become more visible, started to get more work. And I was also giving PRGs. I wasn't just taking them, I was giving them, I was receiving them and giving them as well. And then, like, you know, my money started to increase quite a bit, and I was working really, really hard. And then that PRG group kind of fizzled out. It kind of ended. And then, I just continued to like have the odd PRG here and there with fellows. And it was usually with a man and woman because I felt like I needed to have man energy. I think it's important to have both if you can. And then I'm going to just jump to now, how it is now. So, like, the past year, my health hasn't been great. So I kind of literally, my health hasn't been great. I've been signed off work for a year. And in that year, I've had 2 fellows who have basically supported me, I'd say, through the whole year. Like, I've had a PRG every month for the whole year with those 2 people, and the lady had to step down, but I still have my man. and he's here. And through those PRGs, it has been so spiritual. The support of those PRGs have enabled me to make really sensible decisions because God was in those meetings. And I've had to kind of like negotiate with my workplace. And I was going to leave my job. I was actually going to leave my job, and I didn't. And I was able to get sick pay that supported me. And then they've agreed that I could have 1 year of unpaid leave. And that's pretty amazing. And through that time, I've thank you. I've been able to heal, I guess. I'm feeling much better. I was able to do service for the World Service Conference, which I didn't think I was going to do. I was trying to dodge the bullet. But, like, someone asked me to help, and I've done that, and I can see that my energy levels are much better. I still get tired, but my energies are definitely much better. And without having the PRGs, I know for a fact that I wouldn't be where I am today. And the last PRG I had, it was a bit funny. Like, I did something quite compulsive. Like, I bought a flight to meet someone, like, the other side of the world. And I was told that PRG, you're bonkers. Why did you do that? You haven't got enough money, like, to basically do that. You're going to have to, like, if you're really going to do this, this is the figures. This is how much you need to be bringing in, and this is what you need to be having on top of that as well. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And one of them said, how do you feel? This, I'll end it, thanks. They said, how do you feel? They said, you must want to cry right now. And I was like, no, I'm all right. I'm okay. And then a few days later, I was really devastated. I had to tell this person. I had to share this information with this person that I'm going to be going. I'm still going to go and see them, but I had to share this information. And I actually shared my spend plan with this person that I'm going to be seeing as well. And to end on, I just, last week, I have to end on this, right? I'm sorry. Because I don't think I'm going to be able to go because, like, I haven't got a sufficient prudent reserve. And then last week, the saga continues because, like, basically, I've been offered maybe there's voluntary redundancy on the table, and so I'm like, oh my gosh, and I've checked how much it is, and it's plenty of money, so I might be leaving, and then I'll have my little cushion, so I'll leave it there. But it's all thanks to the PRGs and the support. I would not have got to this place where I can make rash decisions and be honest with myself, you know. So, like, yeah, I'm so grateful to this fellowship, and I leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you.